Well, you might say the U.S. Postal Service finds itself on the cutting edge of some uncomfortable decisions that have to be made in Washington. Patrick Donahue joins us, Postmaster General of the United States. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, I used, I guess,
a painful pun there.
But in many ways, the financial problems of the Postal Service really are a kind of a flash forward to what the federal government is dealing with, having to make some tough choices. And you've announced that perhaps 4,000 post offices around the U.S. could potentially close because of the deficit that the Postal Service has been running for a while. I gather you lost $8 billion over the last 12 months, something like that. Give us a sense of what might close if this plan goes through, Mr. Donahue.
Well, what we're looking to do is review about 3,600 post offices. And the reason we're doing that is to exactly the issue that you brought up. Financially, we're in a pretty tough spot right now for a couple reasons. The main driver is the loss of first-class mail. Over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, electronic diversion, people paying bills online versus in the mail, and the recession's had some effect on us too. So one of the things we're doing is looking at our retail network, and the approach is to take a good look at these offices that really don't get that much foot traffic and see if there are other options available.
Can you describe for me, and I want to explore a little bit the experience of going to a post office, because I do so relatively rarely, and I think I'm probably like a lot of people, and that bears directly on your problems of having to keep that infrastructure and that overhead cost going. There are things that happen at post offices, though, that don't happen at other shipping offices in the commercial sector. For instance, you can pick up your passport at a postal service, post office. Are you forced to offer those services, or does the State Department pay you? Does the federal government pay you for doing those services? How much of those costs are fixed and you can't do anything about them?
The something like a passport is something we are paid to do. In fact, it's one of the profitable things that we have.
Really?
A lot of our fixed costs, if you take a look at fixed costs, that's the requirement to deliver mail 6 days a week. Another requirement that we've got fixed cost-wise that's set by law is a requirement to prepay retiree health benefits. We're fully paid in our retirement funds, which is something that most companies can't say. So there are some bright spots in our finances, but we're required to prepay into retiree health benefits at a rate of $5.5 billion a year. So if you look at the prepayment and the requirement to deliver 6 days a week, we're looking for some law changes to resolve those two issues. That's worth $8.5 billion. Mm. We would become profitable overnight if we got those resolved. Not to say now that we do not have to do other things with our business model, because we do have an infrastructure that's too large and can't be supported with the volume of mail we have today, and we're taking actions to reduce that.
We're speaking with the Postmaster General, Patrick Donahue. You know, if you do go forward with a plan in which you close many standalone post offices in rural, mostly in rural areas, is that a return to an earlier model in which people went to the general store or whatever it was in whatever small town in order to send their packages and their mail?
To a large extent, yes. It makes good sense for us to take a look that way, and it makes great sense for a lot of companies out there, a lot of small businesses. There's just a lot of small businesses in rural America today running a grocery store or a small convenience store who are barely hanging on. And for us to combine both offerings and foot traffic, and for us to pay a person to run a post office like that, certainly will help them. And that's the whole idea that we're taking. What we don't want to do is cut off access to people. We'd like to actually improve access. In a lot of cases, we will be working with people who have a business that's open 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, so our customers will have easier access to postage and the ability to mail packages.
I mean, in a sense, if you look at the experience of Pitney Bowes, which has had postal metering for a long time, and that's been a profitable business for them, and the growth of technology, there's no reason why the Postal Service couldn't migrate everything off the traditional infrastructure and basically create a 24/7 online service that would have no stamps, that wouldn't need mailmen particularly, but you could subcontract the entire retail distribution operation to communities around the country and actually create jobs.
Our focus, to a large extent, going forward, will be on delivering. We know there will be hard copy, and we also know there will be packages. So you have to have an infrastructure to deliver that information. To your point, retail, we do 35% of our business today comes from our online site, USPS.com, as well as other areas like Costco, Walmart, Sam's Club, plenty of drugstores and grocery stores where people buy stamps. So we are trying to move to a point where we are where the American public is and make it more convenient for them. And it does make sense for us to head in that direction.
Finally, Postmaster General Patrick Donahue, any advice for your colleagues in the federal government who may come August 2nd be looking at some very, very tough choices? I don't necessarily want you to get in trouble with Timothy Geithner, but they're going to be doing your job pretty soon.
We've been very aggressive over the years with cost reduction in this organization. We have reduced the career headcount by 250,000 people in the last 10 years and 110,000 in the last 4 years alone. So even with that, changes in technology put you behind between a rock and a hard spot sometimes as far as the finances go. What we have to all do is just match up with your spend with the revenue that comes in. And the federal government's facing the same thing. A lot of tough challenges there. I don't envy them, because when you make calls like we had to do yesterday with the small post offices, people do get affected, and not everyone's happy with those decisions. So, but as a country, we've just got to work through those things.
And you're hearing back from some of those constituents around the country, I suspect. Patrick Donahue is Postmaster General of the United States. So what do you think? What are the tough choices going on in your world based on looking at the tough negotiations alluded to there that the federal government is making on the debt ceiling? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Mr. Postmaster General, thanks so much.
All righty. Thank you. Nice talk.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.